me, Andre Viljoen, bringing you this week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa. Nelson Mandela Bay Executive Mayor Eugenie Johnson surprised Christians at a Thanksgiving prayer event in Gqeberha last Sunday when she put aside a speech written for her and spoke from the heart as a child of God. Speaking at the event to thank God for sparing South Africa during the pandemic, she urged believers to pray for counselors, to have a spirit of wisdom and knowledge and understanding and the fear of God in which God delights, in order to deliver services to all residents and to deal with corruption and the city's devastating water crisis. At the end of the service, Pastor Sibu Siso Khoza, the visionary of the Thanksgiving event, and 9 others he has mobilized around South Africa, said the church in the city will be getting the use of the Nelson Mandela Soccer Stadium for free for an evangelism harvest event in the city, an offer which he told Gateway News later was from the mayor. A relatively unknown local ANC leader and businesswoman, Johnson was a surprise candidate and surprise winner by 1 vote in the mayoral election last November. Erna Goodhart, founder of Unity Corporation, a national restoration and reconciliation initiative she has been pursuing over 24 years, wants an audience with President Cyril Ramaphosa. Goodhart told Gateway News that in an on-camera message to the nation in front of the Union Buildings last Saturday, she called on South Africans to unite behind the project, which she says the Lord downloaded to her over 8 years, and she asked the president for an opportunity to present it to him. She said she had previously presented the project to former presidents Nelson Mandela, Thabo Mbeki, and Jacob Zuma, but they did not act on it. Retired Chief Justice Mogoeng Mogoeng was vindicated last week by the Constitutional Court, which found remarks he made in a webinar in 2020, for which he was legally forced to apologize, were nothing more than his religious and personal views, which did not advocate for a particular political stance in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. This came up in the Concord's judgment that found Bongani Masuku, former International Relations Secretary of the Congress of South African Trade Unions, guilty of hate speech. You can read these stories and more on our website www.gatewaynews.co.za, or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.